program paid for and furnished by its producers, hosts, and sponsors. And with that, we say it is time for the Suez Update with your host, Bill Madden. Good morning.
Well, welcome to the October edition of Suez Update. And again, my name is Bill Madden, the Director of External Affairs for Suez. I'm really pleased today to be here. And this month, we have a particularly exciting subject to discuss, and that is the RBA Green Council. We have a number of guests. It's a very exciting morning, it's my pleasure to introduce my co-host for today's show, Michael Shillelagh, who is the chair, among other things, of the RBA Green Council. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Thank you for having us here. We're very excited about our Green Awards. This is our seventh annual Green Awards, and we're really thrilled for Suez for hosting this first-of-its-kind pre-award black tie gala celebration. So I see you're wearing Ralph Lauren. That's very exciting.
And the green carpet is a nice touch.
Yeah, the green carpet was great. And one of the things we did 8 years ago when we founded the Green Council is our mission has always been to advocate, promote, and educate to the business community here in Rockland the benefits of adopting green and sustainable principles. And we do that in a number of ways through our education programs, through our monthly meetings where we go on site tours and visit companies that have done some special things and very sustainable practices. But one of the things we've done from the very beginning is recognize the companies that have really gone above and beyond in the sustainable world. And with our Green Awards program, this is going to be our seventh annual Green Awards, and we've recognized over 20 companies, some of the largest businesses in Rockland County, from Pfizer Pharmaceuticals to Blue Hill Plaza, some very prominent educational institutions like North Rockland Schools and Rockland BOCES, and even some of our most important not-for-profit organizations like Camp Venture, United Hospice, and Rockland ARC. And they all have done amazing things in the various categories that earned them a Green Award. And so this year we're very excited. We have four great award winners, all well-dressed here with us this morning. And we'll talk about what they're wearing and what they're doing. But we give awards out for companies that really try to save energy, conserve water, reduce their solid waste, and improve their transportation. And in this category, we have some amazing winners this year. And I'm joined first by Keep Rockland Beautiful's own Susan Wilmick, who's got an Oscar de la Renta outfit on you wearing?
Yes, it is, by way of Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Yes, well, I love
for
the jewelry
category that we've got. Yeah,
that's great. And I love the jewelry. It's all Poland Spring. Is that a Poland Spring?
As a matter of fact, these are bottles that were melted down by Doris Lofton Smith, which sounds like a designer name. She's actually a local artist who works in these materials. And this was a Propel bottle, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's very cool.
Giving it its beautiful blue hue.
That's very cool. Well, you won this year in the solid waste category, and we all know that's a pretty big challenge here in Rockland County. And it's shocking how much trash is collected by your biannual cleanups. I mean, we try to acknowledge companies who have done great things at diverting their waste from landfills and recycling. But what Keep Rockland Beautiful does is it really removes solid waste from our landscapes. And that's a critical thing. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that cleanup.
Oh, absolutely. Program. I mean, we're going into our 20th year now. We're launching into it. And it's amazing sort of where the small beautification committee began and where we are now. And between our giant cleanup in the spring, which is the Great American Cleanup, and in the fall we do a fall waterways cleanup, where we recently did a cleanup together with Suez of Lake DeForest and helped haul out 86 tires in the process. It's always astonishing and interesting and amazing to see what we find out there, and also a little bit disheartening. It's a combination of people's individual habits as well as systemic issues that we find, people doing illegal dumping. The 86 tires were apparently from a company that kind of didn't want to deal with how to get rid of them officially, and so decided to dump them instead into one of our most important water sources for our drinking water. We've evolved into an organization that really believes in prevention and in turning the story of the cleanups into an educational one. And so what we do is we really use these cleanups as a moment to bring communities and neighborhoods together to educate them about what the ramifications are of our individual habits, how we can live more sustainably together as communities. And it's a beautiful thing to see neighbors and people of all ages and backgrounds and coming from synagogues and churches and civic groups get together and really, you know, sort of focus on this one task, which is to get the solid waste and all of the recyclables that we find along the way and send them to Rockland County Solid Waste, who's a big partner of ours, and we can educate them along the way. This is what it looks like to have recyclables, and this is what they get turned into. Or we educate them about how important it is to get all of this out of our waterways, because these are pollutants. These are things that drain into what we're drinking. And so what we say is always clean streets equals clean streams, which equals clean water for all of us. So it makes us all healthier.
That's
and
great.
You know, the communities, they all rally around it. We do, in the spring, for example, we have 27 community cleanup events.
Wow.
And that means that these neighborhoods, whatever they are, they all come together on a certain specific day, and they come together and meet one another and really talk about these issues that are affecting and impacting their, you know, part of the county. So
that's amazing.
It's lovely from
that's
a lot
amazing.
Of different perspectives.
Now you have thousands of volunteers that contribute.
Yes, we get over 3,000 volunteers.
Wow.
The bulk or the majority of them come out in the spring, and then in the fall we wait for the foliage to die down and then kind of get out there again. Next weekend, actually, we have three cleanups that are taking place, one in Spark Hill, which is always one of our biggest and most vibrant. Lots of kids from St. Thomas Aquinas and Dominican College, and is led by Kevin Kilner, Jordan Baker's husband, and Robert Tompkins and the whole crew from help me out.
Sparkle.
It's the
watershed.
The watershed.
Right,
thank you.
Right. That's great.
And it's also a great time for them to get together and have a breakfast together afterwards, or a lunch, actually.
Oh, that's great. And so you not only do your cleanups, you have a very robust educational program. I know you go into the schools, and you also have these underground tours. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, and maybe how people can participate with Keep Rockland Beautiful.
Well, really, what we've gone into is realizing is that the earlier that we can sort of impact a young mind is the better. And we work together and partner with schools and other kinds of camps and programs to educate them through two programs. We have a program called Earthbeat, which is targeted for the younger kids. And these are hands-on learning stations, like, for example, for Orange and Rockland, who has been a tremendous partner to us for so, so many years. Tom Brazilera was one of our original founders, who is a main leader at Orange and Rockland. And Michelle Damiani has been on our board for over 10 years and has been a tremendous board member. And so with Orange and Rockland and other companies who have supported us, including Suez, and people who provide us materials and information and tools, the kids get these great hands-on working learning moments. So it's a Earthbeat. We do it together with mostly elementary and middle schools, and our teachers, and we help equip the teachers that are there with information and knowledge to help keep teaching.
That's great.
And so the kids go home, and they then again inform their parents. And our other big program, which has also been in 10 years, is called Rockland Plus, which is our program that is teaching teenagers how to be more engaged and building sustainable communities.
That's a fabulous program.
So it's
I
a wonderful
mentor.
I mean,
now.
Michael, you're a tremendous mentor and have been so supportive over so many years. And it's a fantastic way to have teenagers really feel like they can have an impact on their communities. And they're at that moment. Most of them are 11th or 12th graders, and they're really at the cusp of turning what they've learned in school into reality. They're becoming part of our workforce. They're becoming part of the same people who will shape the way our communities live and making them more vibrant, walkable, more sustainable, more environmentally sound, and really equipped for a good future, you know, one that is ready.
That's fabulous, Susan. Now, your headpiece is all from recycled materials
yes,
as well.
Yes, it is. It's got things that are from the scrap floor of all these wonderful things that these are upcycled centerpieces that are being created for our upcoming gala, which is on November 19th. And so we have these wonderful artists, Doris Lofton Smith and Hildy Ryan, who spearhead this every year, and they come up with these upcycled, recycled, mad sort of things that go on the tables, and it's become sort of a talking point at every one of these events.
That's fabulous. And then, so we have to get to our other winners here. We have some amazing people who've won Green Awards, so we're going to have
We're very, very, very excited to have have our work recognized. I'm going to thank you for this.
Excellent. And then how do they get people get a hold of Keep Rockin' Beautiful, your website?
The best way is really to go to our website, which is keeprockinbeautiful.org. Perfect. And we also have a very active Facebook community, so that would be another great spot to start.
Susan, thank you so much. We'll see you at the Green Awards next week on Thursday, 11:30 a.m. at Rockland Country Club. And thanks so much for being
here,
Susan.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Great. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Susan. And Michael, just to add to that information about the actual awards luncheon, it will be Thursday, as you say, at Rockland Country Club. If you're interested in tickets and attending, you can call the Rockland Business Association at 845-735-2100 or visit their website at rocklandbusiness.org, and we're all excited about that. Some other things. In each category, we have sponsors, which is, I think, the first time we've actually had sponsors for all four categories.
That's correct.
For the solid waste category, which we just introduced, Green Meadow Wardorf School is the sponsor. For the energy category is Orange and Rockland, our good friends. For the water category, it's Suez. We are proud to be your sponsor
there. And
thank
you for that.
And for the transportation category, it's Instrumentation Laboratories.
Another Green Award winner. So as I said, we've had 20 award winners, and these winners not only have proven that they've done some sustainable practices, but they stay connected to us at the Green Council, and they sponsor events, they host tours of their sites, and we're very excited to have our award winner in the energy category here. Let me introduce Mac Friedman, who's the Vice President of Operations for Innovative Plastics. Mac's wearing, I think it's a Tommy Hilfiger, all recycled plastic tuxedo. You look great, Mac.
Why,
and
thank you.
Thank you very much for being here, and thank you for your award. I know.
And Michael, and Peter Lynn, his Batman and Robin act here.
Oh, that's right, Peter. Yeah, yes, no, you look great. Manager. You look great. Matching tuxedos.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
No, that's great. And the energy category is probably one of the most prominent. It's a challenge here in Rockland County, right? We have it's close to Thanksgiving, and I think the Pilgrims and Indians are back again. And with all due respect to our Native American listeners and certainly our Mayflower descendants, but we have the Pilgrim Pipeline here in Rockland County. We have Indian Point. We have Algonquin, the gas line that's coming in, and certainly even the Champlain Indians are getting involved with that electric 1,000-megawatt electric line. So we have a thirst for energy in Rockland and certainly in the entire region, and Innovative Plastics is doing some pretty special things in terms of reducing their energy use and their carbon footprint. So, Mac, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of these latest projects you're working on? I think you've worked with Orange and Rockland two or three times now, getting some incentives, trying to reduce energy through lighting upgrades and upgrading some of your equipment. And tell us a little bit about how that process went, and what does Innovative Plastics do?
Good morning, Bill and Mike. Yes, working with Orange and Rockland, we've worked a lot with John over there, and he's been excellent. But we use roughly 3.5 million kilowatt hours per year, so energy is just a huge cost for us. So we've done the lighting upgrades. We took all of our T8s out and put in LEDs, and that saved us over 60% in our lighting costs. And now we're upgrading a lot of our thermoforming machines, and we find we get roughly a 30% energy savings there by using better heating and better motors and things of that nature. So we're really aggressive. Our ownership is very aggressive in just reducing our energy costs.
That's great. And how long has Innovative Plastics been here in Rockland County?
Innovative has been here well over 30 years in Rockland County, so they're a big employer in the area. We have over 120 people employed here in Rockland County, so it's very good.
That's exciting. And tell us a little bit about what you make. Now, I understand that you make plastic packaging materials, and plastic packaging is a big challenge, certainly in our country. Susan knows well the solid waste challenges we have from Keith Rockland Beautiful, our earlier award winner. And so you make plastic packaging, and do you use any recycled materials in that packaging?
Yes, we do. Obviously, we're very pro-plastic.
Right.
We use as much recycled material as we can. We bale all of our material and send it back to our suppliers so they can reprocess it and send it back to us.
And what percentage would you say is your packaging? What percentage of post-consumer waste gets recycled back into the new packaging you create?
We send 30% of our plastic back to our suppliers.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, our loop is pretty good. We have very good relations with our suppliers, and it helps reduce the cost to our customers also by using recycled material.
Wow, that's fabulous. So Innovative Plastics, our award winner in the energy category, but it looks like maybe a future award in the solid waste category is down the road for
you, Mac. We have a lot of projects that we're looking at, some water reduction systems, our waste reduction, so hopefully we'll be back next year.
Oh, that would be wonderful. We look forward to your application, and certainly people should be aware of the connection between energy and water, mm-hmm. and certainly reducing your water use, as you mentioned, does also reduce your energy use.
Yes.
And so we're looking for people who are doing both, and it looks like Innovative Plastics is one of those companies that we're happy to have here in Rockland.
We're trying. And on behalf of Innovative Plastics, thank you very much for the award. We're very honored to accept it.
That's great. We're looking forward to seeing you next week at the award ceremony. I'm not sure if you're going to wear the Tommy Hilfiger tux again, but
I'll see what
Mac,
I can do.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you both.
And Michael, just I wanted to remind our listeners, this is the monthly segment of Suez Update. Each month we focus on a wide variety of subjects. This month, we're focusing on the Green Council Annual Awards. Again, next Thursday, October 20th, at Rockland Country Club. And what do you know? Rockland Country Club not only hosting, but one of the winners.
We are so excited about this winner in the water category. Matt Cepolo is the superintendent of Rockland Country Club Golf Course, one of the premier golf courses here in Rockland, and in fact in the region. And Matt, welcome to our pre-gala black tie green carpet ceremony. I see you're wearing something from the Bill Murray Caddyshack collection. That's a wonderful looking outfit. I'm not sure we can call it a tuxedo, but I'm sure Bill Murray designed it. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Rockland Country Club. I've heard you speak before. I mean, your commitment to sustainability is really unmatched, I think, in your industry. And you won this year mostly because of your amazing water practices. Irrigation is a big challenge in Rockland County, Bill, as you know.
Sure.
It leads to our largest water use, and,
yep.
and just the last few months we've had a stage one and stage two water restrictions. But Rockland Country Club is doing some amazing things. You irrigate the entire golf course with non-potable water, with rainwater and pond-fed water. And I know you do so many other things, but tell us first a little bit about how you do that.
Well, thanks very much, first of all, for having us, and to just think that golf could be thought of as a water conservation business.
Pretty amazing.
Is pretty, we've come a long way, yeah. and it's not new for us. And we're lucky and fortunate that the game of golf is played on as firm and so-called fast conditions as possible. So we don't want to have it muddy. We don't want to, and as you alluded to with the last guest, that water costs money,
right.
and it costs money to pump it. So we want to, anytime that we can save water, we're conserving and also conserving energy. And at Rockland, we have a confined 3-acre pond
okay.
that we irrigate with that is spring-fed. We have, through the years, tried to encourage and have as much runoff. So any kind of rain events, we try to direct it to that pond. But not so fast.
Okay.
We want to direct it into the pond through buffer zones so that the water can kind of clean itself as it gets to the pond.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we work a lot with water conservation. Water quality is also a big part. So those two avenues, and it's an everyday ongoing issue for golf courses. We're always looking at water. We use evapotranspiration rates.
Well, one of the big challenges here in Rockland, as you know, and Bill, you know well with Suez, is we get all of our water is what falls out of the sky on the smallest county in the state outside of New York City. So we don't have a watershed upstate, and really all of our potable water either comes from wells that we drill or from reservoirs, surface reservoirs that are fed by rainwater. And so we've had some issues over the years with droughts and more recently a stage one, stage two water restriction. So we try to always get companies in our architectural practice to conserve water. At our own building, we flush all our toilets with rainwater. So, you know, we're trying to, I think our potable water reduction is about 60%. And I would imagine at Rockland Country Club, if you were to use potable water to irrigate your golf course, not only would you spend, the numbers are staggering, $70,000, $100,000 a year, but you'd be taking that potable water away from people who need it to wash, to clean their utensils at home, and even in our businesses who need that potable water. So irrigation is really the first thing to do with potable water, and we're pretty excited about that. But I know you do some other exciting things, too, in terms of repopulating butterfly species and even some native plant species. So I think we have a couple of minutes. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the other things that you do at Rockland Country Club.
Sure. Water, like I said, is all-encompassing, and there's a tremendous amount that we do in order to conserve water. 19, 20 years ago or so, we started with the idea of let's take some areas and just not water them, areas that you are not supposed to hit a golf ball in.
I usually do.
Yeah, although those
when I'm there.
when we go into these areas, we still find some golf balls. But the membership has been very supportive by using native plants, by trying to encourage plants for pollination. We've developed habitats. We've got about 15 acres now that are water conservation, and they also provide an aesthetic value to the golf course, as well as water saving. So we kind of killed two birds with one stone.
It is a beautiful, beautiful golf course. And you told us about a bird species that now is populating Rockland, and it looks like it started at Rockland Country Club. Earlier today, you were telling us about a nest you have that people were wondering, are these egrets?
Actually, we had some osprey nesting on a cell tower that we were showcasing. We actually had a ladies' member guest, and we set up a telescope on one of the tees.
Oh, that's exciting.
And we were showcasing them.
That's exciting.
But I try to tell other people in the business and around that you start these environmental practices that it actually does work. We have every May, second Saturday in May, we do a North American Bird Watch. And we've been doing this for years and years and years. It's really neat. Long story short, it's really neat that if you went and you Googled Rockland County rare birds,
okay,
Rockland Country Club comes up as number one.
Wow.
Because they found our good friend Drew Siganek, who helped us with our bird watch, found purple martins, and it's the first time in over 70, 80 years that purple martins were found in Rockland County nesting. So that's pretty...
very, very cool. Yeah. And you're even helping bring some of the butterflies back, some monarchs and other things that have been missing from many of our communities. Even in New York City, I was reading recently that the monarchs are back, and I think maybe Rockland Country Club is helping some of those species return.
Yeah, we are. It's a program put on by the University of Kansas. Okay. It's called Monarch Watch.
Okay.
And what had happened was many years ago when we started this program, these areas were colonized by drought-resistant grasses. So they really looked beautiful. They would sway in the wind. Well, what happened was several years ago, milkweed started coming into these areas. And at the time, I had no idea what it was, other than the fact that we were getting complaints that they started to look weedy, and we needed to try and do something about it.
But the butterflies love that. They love
the milkweed. Well, that's the only plant that monarch butterflies lay their eggs on. That's the only plant is milkweed. So we couldn't cut it down. We had to let it. Plus, we would defeat our purpose of trying to save money in these areas.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to keep it. Once we showcased it to the membership and said, hey, listen, we're letting these plants live because this is the benefit that they give us.
Well, that's fabulous, Matt. We really thank you. Congratulations on your award this year. We're looking forward to our reception next Thursday at your home, Rockland
Yes.
Country Club. Please keep the greens a little slower when I attach there. They don't need to be so fast. And Matt, again, congratulations and thank you for being here.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, Michael, our final winner, I mean, just her sort of an informal title on the campus at RCC deserves a standing ovation.
Oh, no question. And we have a studio audience here.
Yes.
They're applauding.
Yes.
It's an amazing
yes.
pre-show gala here, and really the crowds are coming now, and our winner just got out of the limousine, and
yes.
I think she's wearing Versace. I didn't know Versace does recycled mulch gowns, but you look beautiful.
But well, she's the mad mulch of the mad maven of mulch.
That's
I mean,
correct.
That's the title of the that's day.
Correct. And Lorinda was one of our founding members of the Green Council. When we started this Green Council 8 years ago, we had about 60 individuals from all over Rockland County who felt that this was an important initiative of the business community to develop sustainable practices. And Lorinda was right there as the Mad Maven of Mulch of Rockland Community College. And this year, we're very excited because RCC is doing something that not many organizations have done. I mean, we all know all roads lead to Rome and all bus lanes lead to RCC, right? I think you have about
at least five
different bus
yes.
lanes going right to the college.
At least five.
And it's really a gem here in Rockland County. And what you're doing now is you've created a rideshare transportation portal that's going to encourage people to share their transportation to and from Rockland Community College. And really, it's a very innovative program through New York 5111 Rideshare.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to give you the Transportation Award this year from the RBA's Green Council. So welcome, Lorinda. You look fabulous. Versace outdid himself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's all recycled plastic.
Oh, wonderful.
Recycled bags.
Wonderful.
You just have to be careful that they don't call me the bag lady.
Right.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We, not too long ago, back in 07, did our carbon footprint analysis. And what was a little scary was the fact that next to our stationary, which was, you know, electric and utility plant and stuff, transportation was our biggest contributor to our carbon footprint because we are an exclusively commuter school.
Absolutely. Most community colleges are, yeah.
A lot of them, believe it or not, now have student housing.
Residential housing
yeah.
on site.
Yeah. Oh. But not us. And in working with 511 Rideshare and working with TOR, we've been able to not need another parking lot. You know, we got to a point where students were running out of places to park.
Right.
So TOR created, I guess in conjunction with the school, bus passes, you know, just like when we were kids in high school. And it's a really phenomenal deal. It's $60 for the semester for unlimited rides. And we have about 11 to 13% of our students actually take advantage of that. But there's also the Super Saver tickets. About 2,000, which is about a third of our students, actually take TOR at some point. They either do it regularly or, you know, as needed, and it's a tremendous savings for them.
That's fabulous.
And it keeps cars off the road. And, you know, we do Earth Day every year, and 511 Rideshare in its various iterations has always been there. And I'm glad to see that we've finally got something that clicks that students are actually starting to use now.
Now, this rideshare portal, the way I understand it, is going to allow people online, almost like an Uber on your phone,
yeah.
to say, hey, I got to get to classes. Is anybody going?
And yes.
Is that sort of how
yes.
it works?
Yeah.
And it really is a wonderful. I know my mom, 79 years old, just downloaded Uber onto her phone. So if she can take an Uber car, and I know there's ride sharing apps yeah. like Lyft, and Google is even now putting something out. But certainly the students at RCC are going to take advantage of this new opportunity, I would hope.
I hope so. You know, I hope they use it more and more. It does more than just save on transportation costs. There's a whole socialization that goes along with it that's so important.
And you don't always get that in a commuter college. So to have students sort of get together online, share rides in this social media world, I think it's a wonderful next step. And we're looking
yeah.
forward to taking a Green Council visit to Rockland Community
Absolutely.
College. We'll all ride share to get there, and we'll see your new portal in action. How's that?
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Lorinda, and
My
thanks
pleasure.
For being here. Congratulations on winning.
Thanks again.
I hope you're wearing another recycled gown to the award ceremony on
I
Thursday.
I can pretty much guarantee it'll
okay.
be recycled.
Okay, that's great. Maybe Chanel. I know Chanel's getting into that world. And, you know, the audience is restless here. The after parties, I know there's a number of after parties, and we hope no one uses social media because the celebrations could go on all day, maybe into the night. So it's been wonderful, Bill. I want to thank Suez for hosting this, for sponsoring our water category this year, and all of our winners. Really, you did such a great job. How about a round of applause for our 2016 RBA Green Council Award winners. It's been very exciting.
And Michael, let me just, for our listeners, just recap the winners. This is Suez Update, our monthly radio show. The RBA, Rockland Business Association Green Council Annual Awards will be next Thursday, October 20th, 11:30 at Rockland Country Club. And you can get more information on that event by visiting rocklandbusiness.org. Our four winners, all here today, dressed in elaborate green oriented outfits. First in the solid waste category was Keep Rockland Beautiful. In the energy category, there was Innovative Plastics. In the water category was Rockland Country Club. And in the transportation category was Rock RCC. So for the monthly segment of Suez Update, we will see you next month. Thank you.
Coming up on 10 o'clock, world and national news from ABC Radio. You'll hear the Rockland local news and Mark Hanick's complete Rockland County forecast, the Stephanie Miller program, whatever. And Jordan Baker, don't forget tonight, Channel 4, 9 o'clock, as the party goes on here on AM 1700 WR. Okay, AM 1700 WRCR. WRCR HD Ramapo streaming live at WRCR.com. It's 10 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Donald Trump says he's glad the shackles are off after House Speaker Paul Ryan turned his back on his campaign. He now says he can fight the way he wants to. His campaign just released a raft of ads highlighting Hillary Clinton's bout with pneumonia. ABC's Jonathan Carl looks at the potential impact.
They believe they've got a solid lead. They believe Trump is so damaged it's virtually impossible for him to win. At the same